What's up, y'all? It's John, and I'm here in the studio.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
To present you with another batch of greatest hits from the Power Meeting Podcast. We've done over 500 episodes, so there are some light topics and some heavy topics. I want to warn you that the first two clips are pretty heavy topics, and they could be triggering. The first clip is about suicide and suicidal thoughts, and the second clip is about child molestation. If those make you uncomfortable, fast forward a little bit and enjoy the lighter topics. The rest of you, stick around. And I hope that all of you enjoy this look back on 7 years of the Power Meeting Podcast. So here we go. Part two, greatest hits.
Jag kommer ihåg, vi hade spelat in någon gång och jag bara, märker ni någon skillnad? Och ni bara, du verkar lite gladare liksom. Och det var som att det hade stängts av från ena dagen till den andra. Och jag vet inte varför, jag hade inte ändrat någonting särskilt mycket. Ingenting med rökningen, med tränande. Alltså det hade inte gjort någon stor förändring i livet. Och jag undrar om det inte är en sorts, ändå en försvarsmekanism från kroppen som bara så här, lyssna, vi kan inte gå och tänka på det även mer. För det... Hon beskriver ganska bra det här med att flytta runt. Jag tyckte också att artikeln var väldigt bra, och det här med att flytta runt ett hav. Det är också lite som att stå på fönsterbrädet liksom, eller stå i fönstret. Men till skillnad från någon som kanske är aktivt självmordsbenägen, som står i fönstret och väntar på, eller liksom vill hoppa. Så om man står där men man inte riktigt vill hoppa, man behöver inte alltid vilja. Det kan räcka med en knuff bakifrån. Det är inte alltid upp till en själv. Och jag tror att det är det som är så fucking läskigt, att man vet inte när den där knuffen kommer. Alltså.
Nej. Mm. Nej, men det är det jag tänkte, och jag menar, det är det som jag tyckte jag var också en bra liknelse i artikeln. Det här med vädret. Alltså att väder är någonting som står bortom din ens kontroll.
Exakt.
Och som du säger, att liksom, helt plötsligt så var det borta. Ja, men råkade det bli en solig dag liksom. Och så hela tiden vet man kanske, går man kanske med en viss oro kring att, ja, när kommer nästa storm och vad händer då? Det är klart att det måste vara... Det är det här med jag menar. Jag kan relatera till vissa aspekter av det. Jag kan inte relatera till hela grejen. Men det är uppenbart att... Alltså det här är ju fett jobbigt att prata om. Vi hade en diskussion innan. För er som lyssnar, huruvida vi skulle prata om det här eller inte. För du har inte... Alltså... Du har gått och dragit dig lite för det här av förklarliga skäl. Och så här, hela tiden den här vetskapen av, kommer jag må bättre av att prata om det här? Eller vad kommer hända om vi pratar om det? Och det är en ganska personlig grej att säga så här, speciellt på en podd också. Men jag tänker att det måste bli... Det här som du beskriver och den här grejen du möttes av när du skulle söka till den här behandlingen. Det känns som en sån otroligt omodern syn på självmord.
Right.
Just det att antingen mår du bra eller så är du liksom någon som måste stoppas från att kasta dig ut framför tåget.
Ah, ja, ja,
det finns inga gråzoner, det finns ingenting däremellan. Och hade folk eller samhället varit mer förberett på det här eller haft större kunskap kring det här, för de skriver i artikeln att det finns inte mycket kunskap kring den här passiva självmordsbenägenheten eller vad man ska kalla det, då hade det säkert funnits ett tredje alternativ. Och då hade de kunnat fånga upp dig i den här behandlingen. Uh-huh. Men nu så kastades du istället ut och tvingas välja mellan någon jävla suicide hotline. Som känns, jag fattar att det också känns såhär helt sjukt att ta det steget.
Ja, och det är inte vad som behövs. Jag Nej. Behöver inte Nej. Ringa någon som bara, don't do it.
Exakt. Men det är det jag menar. Och då finns det, det är bara ett betyg på att den sortens hjälp då finns inte. Det finns ingen hjälp för den här grå
zonen. I think that's why these conversations are very, need to happen more. That's what I gather from the articles, that people need to, I mean, the way we talk about depression more. And the way we talk about, I guess, everything more.
Vad jag inte gillar med det här, som jag sagt tidigare, jag gillar inte hela den här, vi måste prata mer om det, eller lyfta stigmat, som vi delade någon tweet eller någonting någon gång, tror jag, från våran sida, att folk bara, men så här, vi måste lyfta stigmat. Och han bara, det är inte stigmat jag är orolig över. Jag vill inte bara deprimerad bara, eller jag vill inte ångest. Har man ångest så är man inte längre rädd för vad ska folk tycka om mig? Liksom. Och det är samma sak här. Jag är inte rädd att någon ska tycka att shit vad knäpp han är, liksom, eller något så. Jag vet inte, alltså, jag vill bara inte gå runt och må så här. Men med gällande att prata om det, och att prata om det, jag tror att hade det inte varit för den här podden så kanske jag vet inte om jag kan säga det till privat, för det är en annan på något sätt dynamik här liksom. Men det blir också för mig som när kändisar, nu jämför jag inte med kändisar, men när ändå kända eller framgångsrika människor kommer ut med att de mår dåligt. Och jag ska ge ett bra exempel på det här. En gång när Catherine var med på podden och gästade oss, och vi pratade lite om livet i allmänhet, och hon bara, men det går ganska dåligt just nu och mitt jobb suger och det här suger och det här går dåligt liksom, och jag är inte riktigt på väg någonstans. Och jag kommer ihåg att jag sa till henne, och jag hoppas att hon tog det väl och det var skämtsamt, men det var real as fuck när jag sa, wow, jag mår precis som du och du har inte ens en podcast. Och det betyder att jag mår lika dåligt och jag lyckas göra en sån, alltså, ett fucking kulturbidrag till Sverige. Det är 2 gånger i veckan. Och det är därför när om Molly Sandén kommer ut och bara, jag mår egentligen skitdåligt, och man bara, du står på scenen och sjunger framför miljoner, alltså du är att uppenbarligen klarar du bättre än någon som bara ligger hemma och mår så. Tänk du det för dem att må, att bara, okej, jag mår dåligt, men uppenbarligen hade du kunnat varit må dåligt och ändå vara en idolvinnare. Jag hade kunnat må dåligt och ha en podcast. Jag hade kunnat må och det är bara så här, det är en sån buttfuck. Jag vill inte höra Samir Badran berätta om hur utbränd han är. Jag vill också fucking knurra tjejer på Mallis liksom.
The closest I had to a stepfather was this dude, this piece of shit dude named Alfonso.
Ribeiro?
I know, right? He was an actor and he was on Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And, no, this dude was a piece of shit. And he was, we didn't like, I don't know, it was like you get that vibe as a kid. You're like, this dude ain't, you know, not really feeling him. And, my mom has she's like a magnet for bad dudes. But anyway, dude was weird. Dude was weird. And then one night that I remember, I was in my room. My room was really cold. Me and my brother were in our room. Our room was really cold. And I knew that my sister's room was always hot. So I was like, I'll switch rooms with her. And because our room was on the corner. You know what I mean? It's like, you know, cooler in there. So I went over to her room and she was sitting up in the bed sweating. I woke her up and she was sweating. And I was like, man, it's hot in here, huh? And she's like, yeah. I said, well, let's switch rooms. You go in my bed and I'll sleep in your bed. And then she was like, okay. So then we switched. And then I got in her bed and went to sleep. And it was nice and comfortable in there. And then in the middle of the night, I woke up. Alfonso was standing over me naked.
What?
Yeah. So I woke up and I roll over, you know, I felt him there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I was like, he was like, what you doing here? And I was like, my room was cold.
Like, what you doing here?
I didn't even think about it.
Yeah.
I was like, my room was cold. Yeah. Oh, he said, what you doing in here? And then he ran out and he came back with shorts on. And this is all kind of blurry to me. I was just waking. I was like groggy. And then he comes back with shorts on. He's like, get out of here. What are you doing in your sister's room? Go back in your room and tell your sister to come back in here.
Oh.
And I didn't put it all together. I was 12. I didn't put it all together.
You got my brother in Cedar.
She's a year and a half younger than me.
Okay.
So I think it was the summers. I was either 12 or 11. So she was either 9 or 10. I went to my room and I didn't like him. So I was just like, fuck that dude. I'm going to disobey him. He told me to tell her to come back. I'm going to go to my room, but I'm not going to tell her to come back in here. And then I went and got under the covers with my sister in my room and like cuddled up with her and went to sleep. So I told my mom that this shit happened.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, she went to him about it, and he was like, he said, he denied it, of course.
Mm.
And my mom told me, I don't know who to believe because you're both liars.
Oh, damn.
And she stayed with him a little bit longer. And then they eventually broke up.
Shit.
When he stole, I think I told the story on him, when he's the one who stole the car. And then my mom and my uncle beat his ass.
Mm. Oh, you didn't miss that.
Yeah, I missed it.
And like, I told you
a bunch of crazy stories.
Yeah, but they beat his ass. And last time they ever saw him, he came up to my mom and sister at the grocery store, and my mom put a gun in his face.
Oh,
and
the grocery store,
in the parking lot, the grocery store parking lot.
Oh,
and she was like, "Get the fuck!" Because he got her back out of jail. He dropped the charges so she could get out, and she told him if he drops the charges, we'll get back together. And then she started ignoring him after that. And then he like, I guess he was following her. He came up to the grocery store and she put a gun in his face and he just... Psh.
Alfonso. Men, okay.
So that's my step-parent.
Real shit. Men, alltså... Ja, jag vet inte om det här. Det kanske är för konstigt fråga. Men alltså... Han kom in i din sida, så var det första gången han hade gjort det. Vad sa hon?
She says, my sister doesn't really talk about it, but she said that some stuff had happened. He did some inappropriate things with her. She never told me anything, any details.
To this day?
To this day, yeah. But I don't know. I don't know if I want to know.
Och jag undrar vad din... Förstår mig rätt nu. Hade din mamma rätt i att ni both were liars? Eller
No, it was
12-year-old.
She didn't want to take responsibility.
Om John kanske var en shit-talker.
No, I wouldn't lie about some shit like that. That was the thing.
Det är klart att det känns som att ett barn kan inte tänka ut en så pass grov lögn.
Right.
Man vet vad som kommer hända.
And the thing was, when I told her, I wasn't thinking the worst. Like I think now when I think about it. I think now and I'm like, this motherfucker was going in there probably to rape my sister. Or do something inappropriate. Why is he naked? You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And when I was telling her, I was just saying like, this dude was an asshole. He came in here, he was yelling at me, and made me go in my room and told me to tell Alicia to come back. And I didn't tell, you know, it was almost like, I ain't tell her to come back. Don't get mad at me type of shit. Not like, I think he's trying to fuck up my sister. So,
oof,
my mom, yeah, it was a really fucked up shit. So she never dated anybody after that.
Oh.
This was the 90s. My mom never had a boyfriend since then.
Alfonso, also.
I ever say, if I ever see this dude again, I'm gonna try to kill him with my hands.
Oof.
Damn.
Hade du känt igen honom?
What?
Skulle du känna igen honom om du såg honom?
Probably, yeah. He's got, like, yeah, it's easy to recognize. He's got scars on, he had a motorcycle accident.
Oof.
He's got scars on his body. Easy to recognize.
I Saigon i Vietnam och jag fick en käftsmäll av en kille med Down syndrom.
Uff. Oh, okej. Okay. Den här storyn vill vi höra.
Jag bodde på ett hostel. På nyårsafton så hade de så här, från 6 till 8 så får man gratis öl i receptionen liksom. Så alla liksom hängde ju där. Alla som bodde på hostelet liksom gick dit och drack öl. Och det var liksom folk överallt och vi hade druckit en massa öl. Och det var en kille med Down syndrom där som var någon slags försäljare av saker, liksom cigaretter och sånt. Folk hade så här, de har ju inget snö där, så de gick omkring med så här sprayburkar med fake snö, så de sprayade liksom ut i luften eller på varandra. Och så han kom fram med en av de här sprayburkarna som han också sålde och började spraya på liksom folket som jag var ute med.
Mm.
Och liksom några av tjejerna där hade ju liksom gjort sig fina och så där för att klä upp sig på nyårsafton. Så de började säga nej, nej, sluta, sluta, vi vill inte. Och han fortsatte ju bara, han bara, fattar ingenting. Så jag det slutade med att jag tog hans sprayburk och liksom gick och satte ner den på marken några meter bort och bara,
Were you sober? Completely sober?
Jag var inte helt nykter.
Okej. <Okay. laughs>
Men jag kände så här, don't tread on me. Då blev han rasande och gick fram till mig, stirrade upp i mitt ansikte och så här, slog mig. Ja, men alltså folk som han var kortare. Och liksom och gav mig ett slag på kinden. Eller nej, inte på kinden, på hakan. Han slog mig direkt på hakan. Ja,
hårt.
Han slog inte så hårt.
Nej.
Men det kändes, och jag blev också så här, vad händer här?
Uh-huh.
Jag fick precis en käftsmäll av den här barnet, den här 12-åringen. Och efter det så knuffar någon liksom, knuffar bort honom.
Uh-huh.
Han blir ännu mer rasande liksom, efter några steg bort blir han ännu mer rasande. Sliter av sin tröja. Och han är liksom en liten tjock kille. Kommer tillbaka och börjar veva på fel person. För den här vit kille med en kille från Australien. Som han börjar slå liksom.
Och bara sen andra kille.
Han bara, vad fan är det?
William, that was
insane. That was, a lot of people wanted, in my school, wanted to be a fucking...
Work at SeaWorld?
Nah, C-word? What did they call it? Man, everybody said they wanted to be a marine biologist.
Okej, för Free Willy var också en biggie. Ni såg den också,
va? Ja, herregud.
Grät ni?
Jag såg den på ungerska, så...
Nej, I didn't cry.
Nej, jag grät inte, jag tror inte.
I used to laugh when I saw stuff that was emotional. Before I grew up.
It's fucked up.
I was an asshole kid, man. I was like... Yeah, like we watched Lion King in the class, and I was just laughing at everything.
Wow, yeah, I'm glad I think they saw Schindler's List.
Oh man, I was roasting the hell out of those Jews.
You weren't the only one, huh?
Oh, glad you said it. Du sa att din mors... Alltså du kunde själv. Men
ja,
du
alltså
bara
när jag var i skolan. När jag var i skolan.
Kom hon dit och torkade dig?
Nej!
Nej,
jag menar, då gjorde jag det ju. Ah. Men när jag var hemma, då var det såhär, mamma!
Nej. No. Vet du vad, när du säger det, jag hade en kompis. Och vi gick i tvåan, måste det ha varit, när jag var hemma hos honom. Och jag... Alltså jag blev chockad.
Ah.
För att han... Jag minns en gång...
Why?
Men för du också såhär, du vet, han sket med...
It's a white guy?
Of course.
I just want to make sure.
Och jag vet, det är sjukt att jag minns det här. Men han sket med öppen dörr, liksom. Och det var, de hade massa syskon, det var såhär, massa människor där i lägenheten. Och han hade en sån här ramsa när han var klar, som gick så här: mamma eller pappa kommer torka mig i rumpa. Det är... Att jag kom på det här nu, när du sa...
Mamma eller pappa kom torka mig i rumpa.
He was freestyling on the toilet.
Också bara såhär, mamma eller pappa, but whoever. Den som är närmast.
Mamma eller amma.
Nej, men.
Jag menar inte att jag gick förbi det där och bara, vad fan är det som händer?
jag hade, innan jag torkade mig själv, så hade jag inte en ramsa. Men jag hade en melodi i vilken jag ropade.
En tondöv melodi alltså.
Det var inte en melodi. Allting gick i samma tonart hela tiden. Ja, det var bara så. Och ändå inte på takt. Men jag hade en melodi som jag ropade ut när jag var färdig.
What?
Hur gick den då?
Kommer du ihåg den?
Kiss vad jag och kaffe var.
No. Offbeat på ungerska, fucking the original speak, the Hungarian rapper.
Speak when you got a shit.
Well,
how did it go?
Gör det igen.
Fuck, okay.
Kiss vad jag och kak i val.
Och vad betyder det?
Vad betyder
jag,
det?
Jag är färdig med bajset.
Nej. Oh. Hade du skrivit den själv eller var det här en känd ungersk låt?
Nej.
Yeah, but this guy who's trusted by taxpayers to protect them can do this and nothing happened to him, and he just keep feeling this continual slaps in the face every one of these situations.
Yeah.
The bird watching situation, the murder, and I mean we could name it all.
Yeah, we can name it all. There's too many even to name. And these the examples I named were just I mean from March of this year. There's so many more, and there are so many more that happens that, you know, they were unlucky. They got killed by the police, but they were unlucky enough to not have anybody there to film it.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
We can't know.
And that's what it used to be. NWA was talking about this shit back in the 80s and early 90s. They're talking about this stuff and saying, fuck the police. And people are like, whoa, what are they talking about? You know, this is... And but it wasn't on camera then. So you could say, oh, they're exaggerating. Maybe they just had bad luck or this stuff happens to bad people. But we're seeing it over and over and over again. And it seems like it doesn't fucking matter every time these people get away with this shit.
Yeah.
So what else are you going to do besides hit them where it hurts? Burn down the motherfucking police department because that's not our place anyway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's
I get it. I get it.
Any other way. It's hard to say any other way.
Jay Electronica has a song called Swagger Jackson's Revenge, a great song. I think it's only on like YouTube or some shit.
Okay.
And he's talking about violence like this, and he's saying, I ain't glad at him, but I ain't mad at him.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the way I feel right now. It's like, I'm not saying, hey, go out and burn that building down, but I understand the feeling. I understand why you do it, and I wouldn't blame you for doing it either.
I'm not going to lie. When I found out that was a police department...
I mean, yeah. I mean, if you're going to burn down something at this point, yeah. Might as well.
Normally, they burn down an auto shop in the hood.
Yeah, yeah. But like, they burned down that stuff, too. That's what I'm saying. I mean, they burned down a bunch of buildings, but... I totally get it because it seems like this is the only way to get people to fucking pay attention.
Yeah.
And asking black people to have patience or like, oh, just wait and see and maybe he'll get convicted later. Like, come on, man.
He should be in jail while we figure that out.
No, but it's like hundreds of years. You were onto it before, like everything is tied together and it's hundreds of years of patience now.
Yeah.
I mean, how patient can you be?
Yeah. But here's why it's so great.
Okay. Huh?
It's a white guy writing it for a white character amongst white people said in a non-racist way. Like, he's not talking down about...
Non-racist.
He's not talking down about black people when he says it. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like he's mad at black people. That's what I mean. He's not saying it as a character who's... Something happened.
Okay.
So when a white guy in a movie like that, either he hates black people... Or somebody's done something to him and he snaps.
Okay.
Right? And then he's like, nigger! You know what I mean? But in this situation, it's a white guy. No black people around. Nobody's done any harm to him. And he's just showing how normal this word can be said. It like only helps the black movement. Like, see? This is...
Alltså, det är snabbt.
You know what I mean?
Nej, men jag hajar, men samtidigt kom ihåg, jag hajar absolut inte. Och alltså, jag vill säga you kind of lost me, men alltså I'm zoned the fuck out of here. Alltså, förlåt. Men det var för långt argument, det var det. Men jag tror, kolla, det bästa är nu...
Might not make it.
Lyssna, det bästa är nu, vi kan lyssna tillbaka på det här. Och du kan höra själv sen, om du made sense, för vem vet. Jag tror att det här är bra, jag tror att det här är guldmaterial.
Here's the thing, I forgot what I said already.
Nej, jag vet, jag lät det gå så länge. Martin Luther King allegedly inblandad i en sexuellt övergrepp. Det hade varit intressant att höra en take på det, dels om det är sant eller falskt, men framförallt på hur man ska hantera när man får höra sådana uppgifter om en person man idealiserat och som gjort så mycket bra. He saves and he rapes.
Did they write that?
Nej. Oh. Hur ska man se på honom med den här informationen i hand, förutsatt att det är sant? Kan tänka man det skulle ha olika åsikter. Och sen också, hur mycket bra versus dåligt måste en person göra för att anses vara en bra respektive dålig person? Personligen tror jag inte att allmänhetens uppfattning om MLK kommer förändras på grund av det här. Men hade det varit annorlunda om det exempelvis kommit ut konkret bevis?
på att han gjort någonting som anses ännu mer fucked up, typ pedofili. Well, tur för Dr. King att det inte fanns Snapchat och Twitter. Snapchat kanske hade försvunnit i alla fall, men
precis. Han inte. Nej, men jag såg den här storyn.
I put that shit on Snapchat.
Wow.
The Reverend was just having a little fun. I'll delete it later. Don't worry.
They said it was automatic after 24 hours.
I didn't know I had this setting on. Keep it. Automatic save.
Wow.
She slid into my DMs. I had to. What's a brother supposed to do?
My fifth grade teacher, he basically demonstrated how he masturbates when he was talking about masturbation.
Wow.
He was like, they used to say, air traffic control school, they used to say, don't teach technique, right? And it makes me think about this guy, because you're supposed to tell us what masturbation is, but you're not supposed to say, well, you start out, first thing you do, first you play with your hair for a little. He didn't go much more in depth though, but he's still like, well, he's like explaining masturbation, and he's like talking about starting out playing with your hair. And it's like, come on, Mr. Brown. Yeah, Mr. Brown, is wrong with you. Mr. Brown.
Minns att jag twittrade det en gång och tog bort det.
Really?
Att jag viskade that's an ugly ass baby för mig själv sekunden efter att en kollega hade visat sin bebis.
Ugly ass baby.
Jag tänkte så, bara, uff, den där var inte pretty så.
I've been thinking, that's the exact sentence I used to, oof, that's ugly ass baby, man. Yeah, no.
Jag pratade med en kompis, jag vill inte säga hans namn, men shout out. Han vet vem han är om han lyssnar på det här. Men han är vit. Mm. Och han sa att vi pratade lite så här om att skaffa barn och sådär. Och han bara, uff. Jag minns inte exakt hans citat. Men det var något i stil med att så här, jag måste bara träffa någon som är inte svensk först.
Oh.
För att, så här. Hans poäng var att två vita som skaffar barn, de blir inte jättekult, de bebisarna.
Damn.
Han menar att
is that problematic? That line of thinking?
Alltså, det är problematic, but true.
So I'm on the train, I'm on the platform, and the guy starts talking, and we're chit-chatting, and then he was going checking off all of the topics that you don't talk about when you just meet somebody. You know what I mean?
Shit.
Yeah, like he went
into... How big your dick is.
He went... He showed me...
Svenska?
No, it was English.
From början?
Yeah, immediately.
Uh-huh.
He went up and he asked me that and I said...
Men
I
vad var det för snubbe då? Det här måste vi reda ut lite också.
It was a black guy.
Okay.
He was a black
say
guy.
Say no more.
I found out he was from...
Had backwards?
He was a
Nikes?
No, he's a little bit older than me. Oh, so at least 44.
Old as fuck.
He's a little bit older than me and I think he was a little bit older and he's... spoke English with a Kenyan accent. He's from Kenya.
Okay. Hmm. Properly dressed?
Yeah, he was dressed like it was business casual.
Huh, okay.
Type of attire. Yeah, so or maybe I guess jeans and a nice t-shirt, you know.
Okay.
He's talking and as the conversation's getting a little awkward, cuz the first thing he was like, "What are you here for?" And I was like, "I'm a comedian. I just did a show. I'm headed back to Stockholm." And he said he goes to Stockholm every week to see his daughter. I was like, oh, that's cool. And then he started showing me pictures of his daughter. I was like, word. So I was like, I'm not going to get out of this. So I couldn't wait for the train to get here so I could find my car. And then he said, tell me a joke. Mm-hmm. And I was like, any comedian will tell you that's the worst thing to do to a comedian. Don't ask me to tell you a joke. It's not going to be funny.
Men överhuvudtaget, vad man än gör, man vill inte bara så här,
perform for me.
Exactly.
Yeah. And he was like, so I thought that was it. He was like, no. My cousin died. I need to...
Vänta,
go to YouTube. Exactly. Google it.
So I was like getting annoyed.
Vänta, vänta. När du sa att bara säga, men det här är inte kutym, precis. Då sa han, my cousin just died.
Yeah, come on, man.
Jag behöver en cheer and pick me up.
Yeah, and I was like, nah, I'm not going to. He was like, come on, man. And he did it again. Come on, man.
Oh.
And the thing he kept doing, he kept getting closer to me.
Oh, shit.
Every time he spoke, he would get closer or touch me and stuff like that. And I was just like, you know.
Han var inte full eller på.
No, he was completely sober. He just was
business casual.
Slightly.
Casual Kenyan.
He just didn't understand social cues, I would say, you know. Uh-huh. So then I started like dreading that I was in this conversation. Like, fuck. And I don't think there was a way to avoid it without being rude.
Du var bara, Peter and Amar are right.
Mm? No, sorry. I didn't think you were right. So then but then he changed and he was like, well who's your favorite comic? This is a conversation we can have.
Mm.
You know, this is a surface thing. And then
tillbaka på favoritlistan.
Jag bara, okay. I was like, no, I'm just like, gracious. All right, good. We can, you know, leave that other thing out. And then he started talking about Donald Trump. And I was like, oh, fuck.
And hur gick ni från det? Han bara, mine is Kevin Hart. Förresten, Donald Trump.
I don't even know how he got there, but I was just like, how is this happening? And then he started saying Donald Trump is a smart man. He's one of the smart. And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about? And then I started being like, hold on, man. what are you talking about?
Here, buddy.
Tell me about your dead cousin.
Did he annoy somebody on a platform? So then
you're about to join him, huh? Okay.
Exactly. So then he's saying that, and I was like, wait, it's like everybody knows Donald Trump is not a smart man. Like, he's just a rich descendant from a rich family. So he's not smart. He never took the time to become smart. You know what I'm saying? Just like a dumb dude that's lucky and born in the right family. He ruined a bunch of businesses. What are you talking about? And then he's like, do you know how elections are made? You know, because I was like, the Trump thing is not because he's smart. It's just because it's like a blowback for Obama. Barack Obama. He's basically the antithesis of Barack Obama. And he's like, do you know how elections happen? I happen to be very interested in American politics. Yes. He's like, well, how? Oof. And then I started talking about the primary. And as he's saying, he's kind of aggressive, getting closer to me. And he kept saying, calm down, man. Calm down.
Oh my God.
I hated this dude.
What was
and
he?
And I wasn't even like
Octoget inte så åk down.
Calm down.
On the platform. I was like, how?
This man gaslighted you.
Yeah, man. Yeah. So I'm like,
one of them big dudes, are they nice?
No, he's a skinny, a little bit taller than me, skinny dude. If I could take him, yeah, of course. I can't do
det blir mer eller mindre hotfullt. Alltså du säger att någon går kommer närmare liksom.
No, I wasn't, I didn't feel threatened. I was just like, come on.
Just making sure.
Yeah. So he keeps saying calm down. He's talking about that, and then I start telling him how elections happen in America, and he was like, no, have you ever heard of NWO?
Oh,
and
shit.
I was like, whoa, this is another taboo. Don't go into fucking conspiracy theories when you first meet somebody.
Yeah, listen to they were in the New World Order.
And then he was like,
accepted term.
And he did the thing that another person that we've talked to before did, where he explained something so fucking obvious to me and broke it down like a person who broke down some bullshit to us in the past.
Huh? On this pod.
Exactly. Uh-huh, okay. I don't want to get it. So he's like, it stands for New World. I was like,
New
World. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And it was a little condescending. I was just like,
think
dude.
About what Biggie said.
And I was like, and I was just like, I'm not gonna have this conversation. Like, we're not. I'm not gonna. You're telling me. I don't know. It was just so dumb. And then he was like, and. He's like, do you like living in Sweden? And I was so glad that I was like, yes, I like it here. You don't think it's racist?
Mm.
I was like, I guess it has this race. Yeah, there's some elements of racism here, but I was like, but it's not like America, so that's a refreshing thing for me. He was like, Sweden is more racist than America. I was like, fuck, are you kidding me?
That's N-word.
This N-word.
Million, this is snakes and ladders. Varje gång han glider ner. Så han bara klättrar upp lite igen. Och du bara, yes, Sweden is great. Oh, no, it's not racist. Oh, fuck, dude.
Yeah. I was like, really? I was like, you know what? One example, I'm not scared. The police are going to shoot me here. Mm. And it's refreshing to feel that way. But in the States, I'm scared if the police pull me or behind me or some of my see cops, I get a little bit of tension there. And that's one example. And he was just like, he said that, well, getting shot by police, it was, he alluded to getting shot by the police isn't as bad as not being able to get a job because you're an immigrant.
Oh,
he's like they're shooting. No, he's like they're shooting people. The cops are shooting blacks over there, but immigrants aren't getting jobs over here. I was like, dude, that doesn't even compare. What are you? He's like, calm down, man. Calm down. I was like, what the fuck, man?
Apples to oranges.
Why
can't food be compared? Huh?
So I was just like, man, I really wanted to get out of this thing. And then he was like, the problem is you guys don't protest. Mm. I was like, have you ever heard of Black Lives Matter?
Flipped it on him.
It's like, have you ever heard of Black Lives Matter?
I was
like,
motherfucker.
And he was like, but don't you think all lives matter? He's checking off all the fucking boxes. I was like, oh man.
Don't you think all lives matter?
I was like, the point. Like, I'm explaining to this black man.
Is there a white guy in a black face?
I don't know. I was like, dude. And he was like, you know what? And then I started trying to explain. I was like, listen, man. You know, the whole argument, the all lives matter, and I was saying only racist people say that dumb shit. Mm. And the reason why, you know, I went into that, I don't even want to go into it right now. And then he was like, listen, man.
Calm down.
Yeah. Calm down, man. Come on. You my nigga?
Nah.
I'm your nigga. We niggas.
Wow.
He checked it all off, man. This was the worst person in the world.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I ain't really do nothing. I used the bathroom, right? I spray cleaned, as I do. And then when I went to flush, I noticed that the water just rose and rose and it wouldn't go down. So then I was like, all right, let me wait. You know? Then I tried to flush.
Hold on, let me think.
Then I tried to, it went down a little bit. I tried to flush again and I was like, it's coming up. So it never came above the rim, thankfully. But then it went down. Exactly. And then it went down.
That's what it's about.
So I went in and told them the situation.
Jag stod och diskade, tror jag. Och så kommer John in och bara, do you have a plunger? Alltså, vad heter det på svenska? En sån här sugpropp?
Eller? Ja, precis. Sugpropp. Vaskrensare.
Ja, men har du en sån liksom? Och jag bara, no. why do you need this, man? Liksom, vad har hänt? Okay, so
som ett barn som inte vill säga.
I felt like trying to solve it before it got to this. But now I was like, this has gone too far.
I need a tool.
So I went and I've been able to get this stuff, fix this situation before. So I was actually pretty confident.
What could go wrong?
The plunger was kind of flimsy. I'm not going to, no hate. But the plunger was kind of flimsy. I went in. I've had stronger plungers. This one was, you know, and then as it's happening, you know me, I'm not good with this type of stuff. So I'm the whole time because it's just poopy water just getting more and more muddy as I'm... exactly. So I'm over here, you know, holding my nose and plunging. Trying not to add to it with vomit. It goes down. Right? It goes down.
Oh, okay. Success.
And then I'm like, all right.
Victory dance.
So then I'm like, I won't flush.
I'll leave that to the next person.
I'll water. I add water because I can still see, like, we don't want to leave the house like that. So add some water. It doesn't flush. A lot of times if you just add a lot of water, it'll flush. It didn't. So I was like, damn. Then I see that in the shower drain, there's water coming up. And there's tainted brown water. So all this mashed poop I've been fighting with is now coming out of the shower.
Oof.
Into the bathroom floor. And I'm just like...
Men vänta, vänta. Över duschkanten.
There's no, it's a floor shower. So
aha, där var era hus i mindre huset.
Mm. Yeah, okay, yeah, okay, exactly.
Så där, okej. Okay, så det är bara duschgolv alltså.
Kakelgolv.
Och det börjar komma upp.
Yeah. So it starts coming up and I'm just like...
Gagging and panicking. Because yeah.
Hey, if this touches my foot, vomit will shoot out.
Shoot out.
So I'm just sitting there like still trying to like, what the fuck? So then I try to like... plunge from
the shower drain, huh?
And it just starts getting like mud. It just looked like mud coming up, and it was just like, what the fuck? So now there was muddy water in the toilet and on the floor. And I was just like, now we're gonna need professional help.
Hey, I saw me.
Sak, det här med att komma. Jag upplever att...
Men komma, come? Okay.
Att det finns ganska många killar som faktiskt bara kommer direkt i en tjej. Alltså oskyddat. Det här har jag varit med om själv. Jag har varit, vet flera vänner som varit med om det. Fett osoft grej. Alltså kom aldrig i en tjej utan att...
Did you have a conversation before here?
Nej! Alltså,
oh, like right before
here? Och så bara... kom! Och så bara... Va? Alltså så här, jag har ingen skydd. Jag vet inte vad du har varit. Alltså så här, jag har inte barn, whatever.
What do you mean? Jag vet inte vad du har varit.
Okej, då kanske man precis.
Då ska man inte ha kondom. Det händer också.
Yeah, exactly.
Men
det är
bådas ansvar. Ja, men en annan grej då, när killar då så här, jag uppskattar i alla fall om min kille säger så här, jag kommer komma snart. Det är ju typ bra, för att ifall jag själv vill komma så vill jag ha tid att komma liksom.
Tack. Yeah.
Men det många gör är att de då drar ut den, om man nu har oskyddat sex, pratar jag om. Och då måste man ju komma någonstans, eller hur? Killar som kommer på tjejens kropp utan att säga så här, är det okej om jag sprutar över din rygg, över dina bröst, över din mage, alltså vad man nu är i för position. Det är vanligare än man tror att en kille bara så här, jag kommer komma, okej, kom, och så bara drar de ut den så bara över i ens kropp. Alltså,
you,
det är...
you guys, the listeners did not see.
Mimika på Cassandra.
Is that your
opinion? It's just Spider-Man.
Precis, Cassandra liksom drar fram handlederna. Och om ni har sett The Amazing Spider-Man, jag skulle snarare säga att det är mer The Amazing Spider-Man.
Ja, vi har ingen penis, jag vill illustrera med någonting. Armar.
Liksom,
Men det är en fett osoft sak.
You gotta think about that. When this has happened in the past to me, I don't, like I said, I'm always thinking about stuff. I think it's wrong to like come on somebody's sheet. You know what I mean? Where else are you gonna...
Men hellre att någon kommer på mitt lakan än att den
personen... I'm not rude. It's like, you can wash off...
Du kan komma i din hand.
Men det torkar.
Come in your hand.
Ja.
Jag bara slängde ut den här för att jag skulle vara okej med våra kvinnliga lyssnare. Jag hade inte heller föredragit att göra
det. And then, I've never been
jag,
one...
Alltså, jag, det bästa, jag har varit med killar
som... I'm one of those people who... like, was always using a condom. So I would come...
Ja.
While I'm in her in a condom.
Yeah.
But
om man inte har kondom.
Right, if I didn't have one, which was very rare, but and she said, I mean, if I didn't have one, it's probably somebody like I was like really if I don't trust somebody, like it's hard for me to just not use a condom. But especially when I was in the military, well, yeah, that's the only time I was in the military. So these chicks trying to get paid. So I always wore a condom, and then if I didn't wear a condom, it's somebody that I trust or that we're together. So if she says, I mean, I'm coming in her, basically. Basically, I never really, I don't remember many times.
Så du har aldrig dragit ut?
Right.
Aldrig,
and if I had to do that, then I would be thinking, I'm not coming on this girl's sheet. You know what I mean? I'm, for some reason, that's what I would think. Like, it's more respect. I think it's more respectful.
Jag förstår inte det.
Alltså, jag köper på det sättet att om du säger, ni vet båda att ni inte använder skydd. Och killen säger, jag behöver komma. Och du säger, ja men gör det. Då är det, jag hade inte heller. Då, jag kan...
Oh, it's too much of a conversation to have. Like, where? Okay, I'm coming. All right, I'm about to come. All right,
where?
No. I'm coming. Yeah. Oh, pull out. Okay, you want me to pull out? Okay, where should I put this sperm?
Is it okay?
You
know, like,
yeah.
Har du bokat rätt tid?
Especially in Sweden, these guys are looking out for you.
My thinking of it is to get her thinking about it throughout her day. That's the that's what I was thinking. I want her to see this, and I know she was going to be home soon. You know what I'm saying? And the kids, they're distracted, whatever. So I was like,
I'm watching the kids, baby. Don't worry.
I'm with it. Yeah. With all three eyes.
All three eyes. This dude. Okay. Keep going.
So I go in our bedroom. And then I opened I had an extra protection in case one of the kids walked. I had
that condom?
Condoms. Oh my God.
Two condoms.
Had a dick pic. Weird dick pic, huh?
I had two condoms. I took one of her birth control. She's mad at me. I was so protected. The kids will never see.
Berätta om din protection, därför att om det inte är en nyckel, vilket är det enda alltså, berätta no. Du, som en 14-åring, att du så knöt någonting på handtaget och bara så här, ja.
No, but I had like I closed the door all the way. The door's kind of hard to, but Bash stole our key anyway. Mm. So I couldn't lock the door, so I closed it and then I opened her closet door and opened her other closet
door. So du Macaulay Culkin did.
Yeah, I'm gonna go. I put a swinging bat, so they open it. Hey, it's your own fault. No, so I had that, so I had time to like pull my pants up if I need. So I go in my closet, right, and I decided to make a video instead of a picture. Picture just didn't feel. I tried to pose. I can't fucking do it. I can't do it. I couldn't just get a still dick,
right,
and send that. It just didn't feel right.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So I did like I took the camera and I like panned from the closet. I was like showing
Michael Bay over here.
Showing my I did the Spike Lee. I was walking backwards and zooming forward.
John Woo med de här vita duvorna.
Exactly.
John Woo. I put an explosion. I had the green screen.
Spike Lee, did it break fourth wall? Talk directly into the camera.
Hey, it's me.
John's it's dick. And this is and then it just anime. Rattled off a bunch of New York things. The yo, Knicks. In Brooklyn Heights, this is my dick. Blah, blah.
The Knicks fucking suck.
Yeah.
So I panned for like across my clothes, like in the closet, across the clothes, and then down, and then boom, dick comes out of nowhere. Whoop, dick was ready, oiled up.
Oof. Oiled up.
Damn, not super oiled up. You know,
welcome to the Jaws theme playing.
I'm making post production for a video.
Thank God for green screen. So then I did that. I panned around and then went to the dick and then like faded out. You know what I'm saying? I ended the video after that. And I just sent it to her and I was just waiting for her to see it. And really excited. You know what I'm saying? And then went back to taking care of the kids as you do, you know? And then she came home and I was like,
oily hands.
It's like, left you a message. She's like, oh, I'll check it out. I said, don't look at it with the, you know, sometimes she'll look at
it. Och sen hörde du ett skrik från badrummet.
No, she saw it. And then no response.
Oof.
It fucking hurt, man.
What? Men vadå, till och med när ni var, alltså vadå, när ni var hemma bara två, eller?
She saw it, she was just like, I saw it. And I was like, not, she was just like, oh, it was nice.
Oh, went and did the dishes.
Exactly.
Oh, dude, I'm letting them soak.
I don't think she knew. I don't think she knew how much work went into, like, how much of a task it was for me to do it. Like, it took a lot. Like, I was, like, vulnerable. I was completely vulnerable when I did it. And then the response I got was, it was disappointing.
Mm.
jag var nyfiken på vilka era most hated sociala medier personlighetstyper är. Alltså det kan ju vara liksom, det kan vara I don't know, artister, det kan vara poddare, det kan vara de som skriver om svart historia, det kan vara dansare, du vet. Jag hade en och det
berätta
mig.
För att
nej, men jag vill höra era typ tror jag först. Okay. Eller jag kan berätta, eller så kan jag berätta min. Jag kan berätta min först. Livscoach personlighetstypen.
Okej. Okay. Yeah. Alexander Pärlros.
Number one worst. Och de som du vet, jag ramlade in på någons story och där det bara var, du vet, det var bara så mycket, det var bara livsråd efter livsråd, bara en fucking serie av livsråd. Och det är inte första gången jag har sett det, men det här är första gången jag tror jag störde mig så här mycket på det. Jag vet inte riktigt kanske varför jag stämmer på det. Jag kan knappt, jag kunde inte kolla klart på storyn för att jag blev så annoyed av det. Och det är lite, det kanske, jag skulle inte säga att det är en jante grej, för, men samtidigt så är det som att så här, vem fan, who the fuck are you? Alltså så här,
your life ain't great.
Nej, men det är som att så här, ditt liv ser inte ut att vara så fucking put together.
Du
så här, sitter och delar med dig av så här, men så här, du ska, tänk bara så här ska du bara göra. Och jag vet inte vad det är. Du vet, more power till den personen om den vill göra det. Och till den folk som vill göra det. Och jag är säker på att det finns jättemånga som uppskattar den typen av råd. Att få som att så här, det fick mig att tänka annorlunda. Det fick, det påminner mig ju
kan
i vardagen.
Kan du ge något sorts exempel utan att vara liksom, läsa lite mer?
Ja, men det var mycket av det handlade om så här spirituality också. Aha. Och att så här, bara center yourself. Och,
kristallerna kommer liksom hjälpa. Om du inte har råd med SL-kortet den här månaden så köp fler kristaller.
Jag kände bara, liksom, disgust on your face.
Ja, men det var så här, fuck off. Alltså, jag vill inte ha det här på min story. Det är det jag kände.
Och, exactly. I'm just, swipe hard as shit.
Det jag menade när jag tog upp så här med att det finns säkert folk som uppskattar och folk som i sin vardag känner att jag behövde den här på mig. Sen. Så jag förstår ju att det är i mig problemet ligger. Det är i mig problemet ligger att jag blir så här annoyed av den här livscoach-grejen. Men jag tror också att jag hade varit mindre annoyed om det var just... Det behöver inte vara att det är någon som har liksom ett perfekt liv. Det är inte det jag säger. Men kanske om det var någon som... Om det kom från en annan typ av person. Någon som hade en annan typ av aura. Någon som var lite mer seasoned i livet. Okay. Kind of. Det är som kanske motsvarigheten. Om
like
det
was Dionne Warwick.
Ja, typ. Yeah. Eller om du skulle gå till en psykolog och det är någon fucking 23-åring. Och man är bara såhär, ska jag sitta och snacka med dig om mina problem? Du har inte liksom upplevt någonting.
Jag har ju suttit med en för ung terapeut.
Och såhär, du har gjort det?
Ja,
just det, sa du. Hur gammal var den?
Ja, men jag var typ 25 och hon var typ 27. Eller någonting sånt. Och jag bara, the fuck är det här? Vad skulle du lära mig?
och med det sagt, självklart finns det undantag. Det finns väl de som har levt ett fucking full life at 22. Men i generellt så är det ju så att man såhär, jag vill inte ha livsråd från en 22-åring. Och jag vill inte ha livsråd från en viss typ av person på Instagram. Tack men nej tack.
Det har hänt att jag till exempel, ibland medvetet innan jag går och tränar, innan jag går och gymmar.
No way.
Kanske get worked up. Gör mig själv, jag gör lite pre-workout hemma. Genom att kolla på något kanske. Och bygga upp. Du vet, det här är som fighters gör innan matchen. Man ska inte ha sex. Så, men lite tweaked. Med andra ord, jag får mig själv aroused. Was he aroused?
Okay.
Ja.
Oh, and don't.
Men jag, utan att avsluta. Och
what?
Sen går jag och tränar. Har du aldrig känt energin av att vara kåt?
I've felt the, what do you mean? Feel the energy of being aroused.
Att du har en extra energi, en extra
like go get them.
Ja, en extra go get, alltså du vet att vikterna man är bara alltså
okay,
bara
okej. Okay. Do you think it helps?
Jag tror definitivt att, alltså hur ska vi säga, att komma innan man ska till gymmet, det hjälper ju inte. Alltså då jag vill inte gymma efter det, då
bara, but you just get turned on.
Men att bli worked up
and
verkligen.
You watch something och sen, and get yourself really turned on.
Och sen
no touching yourself.
Eller med touching, det spelar ingen roll. Men, ja, det handlar bara om att inte komma.
Don't finish.
Ja, don't finish.
I would never do that.
Men du hajar poängen, eller liksom?
I kind of get it. But I mean, I feel like I get a good enough workout.
Varför skulle du aldrig göra det?
I'm not gonna not finish.
If we started this, man. If I turn this family computer to that website.
I'm not a quitter.
If I'm sitting here at the family computer then, and I'm getting my hand all greasy, I'm washing off more than just
lubricant. Okay. And then just we already know that you don't wash off lubricant. Det behöver inte säga det. Du gillar that tingly feeling alltså.
We're going through a big cultural shift, and when you go through big cultural shifts in history, you can see it repeated multiple times. Like, the group that's losing power always responds back violently and in a very strong way in their, like, death rattle, whatever. So, like, there's this concept that somehow making everything equal means that everyone gets to live the privileged life you live, but that's not the case.
Right.
For there to be equality, that means also you can't have the privilege that you've been used to, that you take as normal, that most people don't have, and I think that's really tough for people. And they're like, you're making me feel bad. It's like, well, you know what? It felt bad when I got pulled over by the cops for fucking driving. It felt bad when someone was following me around the store because they thought I was going to steal. When I was told that I plagiarized my paper, I was the only person taken out of my class and I had to go through line by line and prove that I knew the words because I know how to use a fucking thesaurus in my paper.
I just
one of two black students in the whole school. Like, fuck that shit.
Yep. You know, I can tell you guys exactly why white people are upset, because, you know, when I was poor in Los Angeles, we're making it work in Hollywood, hey, like, you know, I would go and steal my groceries and no one ever
looked twice,
questioned me. And I was like, chill, like, got all this great chicken, like, let's go home.
Yeah,
like, no, because I was super poor. I was like, buying
furious right now.
You know, this chicken, this bitch.
Whatever, man, like, how
chicken
awesome
steal,
was
chicken,
that?
Steal,
like,
chicken? Unchecked?
No, listen, like, you know, at the self-checkout, you know, I was like, bag of potatoes, some pasta, check, paid for that. Oh, guess I forgot this chicken.
I'm just going to have some of this pumpkin spice. Oh, and, oh, and it.
Jag ska hålla 100, kanske en M&M där.
M&M?
Ja, men jag skulle ha,
really?
Ja, men jag skulle ha 100 låtar gånger som jag liksom bara säger, ah, man, just det. Alltså,
det kommer vara, alltså, det kommer vara tragiskt, men det kommer också vara roligt. Vi måste liksom få det på bild när Peter breakdown för M&M.
Men, say, I'm losing myself in the moment.
Exakt.
I'm owning it. Never let it go.
Look, you only get one shot. Vad heter det? Men det var därför jag menade att jag tror att de som jag verkligen har idoliserat är lite past their prime. Eminem, Jay-Z, Metallica, Martin Scorsese. Alltså, det är liksom De Niro. Förstår du? När De Niro dör, jag kommer bara, man, vad Goodfellas var en bra film. Den kom 30 år sedan. Alltså, det är liksom,
oh,
förstår
just,
du?
Yeah. I just thought about something I wanted to talk about with y'all, and this leads perfectly into it.
Okay.
I wanted to ask y'all what.
Stäng av. Det är way för känsligt. Jag kan inte höra det.
Vilken liksom låt är det man skulle välja när Eminem dör, som man säger?
Cleaning out my closet.
Ta någon av de sämsta.
It had to be some from early in his career.
Vilken är det som jag fucking hatar?
Would he be Stan? Like,
du kan ju se mig blondera håret jag har kvar.
Vad heter den där Two Trailer Park Boards We Ran? Vad heter det?
Without Me.
It, Without Me.
But it feels so empty without me. Come on, you lips. Come on, du, den börjar med det. Two Trailer Park Girls Go Running Outside. Man, det är introt. Kör det, Without Me. Vi har, kom igen, vi har alltid i världen annat. Jo, låt den gå.
Den här är det där.
Yes.
Without Me.
Är det din mest hatade M&M låt, eller?
Nej, men den här man har på.
That's called Shady's Back, right? Guess who's back?
Jag tycker också, det är också weird att den heter Without Me.
Nej, because it feels so empty without me.
Man, it sounds just like Guess Who's Back. It sounds just like it. Shady's Back.
Den tror jag skulle vara på begravningen.
Ja,
Without Me.
På min begravning, men
ja, det också.
What I do is, in case there's any drops, this is a tip for all our listeners too, man. This is good, man. In case there's any drops, after I'm done shaking, I put my penis back in my underwear. Then I squeeze my penis while in my underwear, my okay. hands. So if any drops come, they come then. Uh-huh. Into my underwear. And then I took my pants up.
The nasty ass tips.
That's good, man. Weird, I gotta say.
But it was terrible. There's no drops. Nothing's gonna get them.
Can I song about it?
If pee comes out.
Well, but if.
It shouldn't come anywhere.
This shit's great, man.
Don't do that shit.
Okay, so, alright, so what if you get it on your pants then?
Man får det inte på din pants, för vet du vad man gör i så fall? Jag var med dig till halva processen. Men när du säger att du shake it, och för att vara på säkra sidan så squeeze it. Du kan också squeeze it till ett toalettpapper. Inte i fucking kalsongerna.
Oh, no, that shit is crazy. It was kind of weird.
För då går du bara runt med äckliga kalsonger.
No, I don't have a pee-ridden underwear.
Well, men efter ett par kissningar under dagen.
But just in case. Yeah, ask Sandra.
Yeah, men, jag skulle föreslå att använda papper om papper, det finns möjlighet. Ja, verkligen papper.
So you guys walk around with toilet paper in your underwear?
Nej, men om du...
Vänta nu.
Are you saying you wipe it and then throw it away?
Det finns en toalett.
Do you do that? You wipe your penis head with toilet paper after you pee?
Ja, och lägger i toaletten. För du pratar om det som att det är så helt sjukt att man ska lägga toalettpappret i toaletten.
That seems like a waste of paper.
Nej, det låter som att det är helt sjukt att du skulle torka dig efter att du kissar. Kind of.
I don't wipe my penis when I pee.
Gör du detsamma efter du shit?
I kind of just underwear. I squeeze the shit into the underwear. Yeah.
Tips, you guys.
I don't want to get shit on my pants.
I'm saving toilet paper. I care about the environment.
Who's
gonna man. Wipe? You wipe your pee. Both y'all wipe. You wipe after you pee.
Be clean, son. Man can shake, man can wipe.
I shake
if you
I
shake it more than twice, you're playing with it.
Then I'm playing with it. I shake thoroughly.
Vet du vad? Så här, om vi ska ursäkta, jag vet att många säkert...
Många har redan stängt av.
Många har stängt av, många tycker det här är så här way för ingående. Men det här är lite samma som The Summer Breeze. Jag måste bara delve deeper. För att jag hade typ köpt det med. Det finns, jag hade tyckt att det var skarrigt. Det finns ju snubbar, I'm sure, som är ganska så... De shaker lite slarvigt och sen så bara stoppar de ner det och skiter
nah,
i
det. Do that, no.
Men det här är nästan värre på ett sätt. För att då är det som att du så här försöker squeeze the last drops in i kalsongerna.
No, that's in case there's something I want to get on underwear, not onto my pants.
Fast man, du behöver ju inte extra squeeze it.
The reason is if it gets on the underwear and the pants are touching each other, then it can... soak through to the pants.
Wow! You making pee drops.
Just letting you know, man. Damn, son.
Jag kände mig helt plötsligt mycket bättre med mig själv. Det här var den, det här var den pick-upen som jag behövde idag.
Shit, nice. Jag aldrig kände mig så fräsch i mitt liv.
Nej, så överlägsen.
You guys in the hyperbole, man. Get the fuck out of here.
I gotta say, it's kind of weird, man. It's kind of weird. John ville dela med sig av ett great tip.
Uh-huh.
Och det tipet var att efter man som kille har gått på toaletten, kissat, så ska man squeeze the last drops.
No, I didn't say squeeze the last.
You said squeeze.
I said squeeze the penis.
So if there's any drops.
If there's any drops.
Så kommer de komma i kalsongerna. Det var det du sa.
Det handlade
great
om
ass tip.
Det handlade om att skydda byxorna. Allt det här var ett trick för att inte få det på byxorna.
We said the worst. The most embarrassing thing. It's not booging your nose. Anything. It's a pee drop.
Jag och Peter sa då, okej, men det finns ju också toalettpapper. Det finns, man kan spola och så vidare. Och du betedde dig som att det var det sjukaste att dra det här. Att man skulle kunna använda toalettpapper.
No, I just thought
toilet paper. You walk around with toilet paper in your underwear?
Right. Yeah, walk around with toilet paper in your underwear.
Det är inte så toalettpapper funkar, John.
No, but what I was saying is that's bullshit. And you niggas know that y'all don't be walk around. You don't pat dry your dick with toilet paper.
What do you mean, John?
Jag
går på toaletten här, där vi spelar in. Det finns toalettpapper. Jag kommer att göra det. Varför beter du dig som att det är det sjukaste du har hört? I don't get it.
Do you dry your penis after you pee?
Vi har snackat om det här, John. Vad är ditt problem?
I never
do you wipe after you shit?
Det är after I shit, yeah.
Ja, men det är som att någon skulle sitta här och vara sjuk.
But not every... No, because not everybody does that. I don't know any guys that do that.
Okay, well, because you're nasty.
It's not nasty not to do it.
It is, though.
No, it's not. Do you dry your penis after you pee?
Vi har redan gått igenom det här.
You haven't said yes or no.
Ja, men... Alltså,
because you said, I said, if there's a drop, what do you do? And you said, you use tissue and you dry it off.
Yeah,
I understand that. But But if you, if that's part of your process, I find that weird.
Okay. Men alltså,
what happens if you go to a urinal? Do you go to the toilet and say, excuse me, can I use the toilet paper?
Let's break it down. För det här, återigen, jag ber om ursäkt till alla lyssnare att vi ska behöva ta en sån här basic-ass fråga.
It's
super basic. It's super basic.
You guys don't do that after urinal, so it's not your process, is what I'm saying.
Låt mig säga det så här. Ja, går man till en toalett där toalettpapper finns, då använder man toalettpapper. Går man någonstans där det inte finns toalettpapper, där du inte kan torka dig med någonting, då tycker jag det är bättre att bara shake it tills du är säker på att det inte finns någonting mer. Okay. Det tycker jag är bättre än som du sa, att squeeze it i kalsongerna.
No, no.
That's it.
That's I shake it a lot.
Well,
myself.
Så vad var poängen med att squeeze it?
Because just in case.
Men här är också,
and obviously it's not like I walk around, I don't have pissy draws.
Well, it sounded like it.
Well, that's because I didn't say don't shake either. I said I shake well.
You said
I forgot one step. I forgot one step that I didn't mention, that I take my tank top and put it in between the underwear and as a, it's obviously
a pissy tank top.
It's obvious. It's no piss. I never had piss on my tank top, but it's just an extra thing I do. Only it just. What I was trying to highlight is the fact that I am obsessive about not having a pee drop on my pants. And you guys are focusing on the fucking small chance that there's pee in my... But it's not, because I shake very thoroughly and I don't have pissy underwear.
Här igen också att när...
And because if I did use tissue, I probably wouldn't shake as thoroughly as I do. But I don't use tissue.
Dropparna kommer ju från när den ska stoppas tillbaka in i... Inte från shakeandet, inte från kissandet, inte från, utan dropparna är när du tror att du är safe typ, och sen ska den in i dina draws. Vilket betyder att när den väl är inne, alltså då skyddar du inte byxorna längre. Så det är
det här. Yeah, that's what the tank top would do.
Super weird. It's just super weird, John.
Obviously I'm neurotic about not having pee on my pants, and I don't have pee on my pants because I got two layers of protection. I got the underwear and I squeeze just in case, and then I put the tank top in there. And I was just saying that I think it was bullshit. Yo, that's what y'all do, man. Y'all let me just give all my information, all my stuff. I put myself out there, and then y'all sit to the back and you're like, oh, John, you're disgusting.
Det är jag som berättar avslöjande personliga fucking keffa grejer. Du berättar, vi har redan break this down. Du berättar en rolig story, alla tycker att du är rolig, och Amat säger någonting smart, och sen sitter jag där och bara, du vet.
Men Johan, då får du också ta lite ansvar för hur du väljer att berätta det.
Yeah.
Du kan inte säga att du squeeze it, so if there's drops, it comes in my underwear. Det är klart att fan, vilken bilden av man får det på huvudet då.
Okay. If you listen back, and I might just put in what I said right there. I didn't say it like that. You squeeze it and drop. That's what you saw in your head when I said what I said.
That's what you said, John. Det var det du sa. Okay, men
You keep skipping the shaking part. Shake thoroughly, like I said. So
jag tycker bara att squeeze det, det är bara som att det increases chanserna att det ska komma piss i kalsongen.
As somebody who does it, I can tell you.
Har du tolkningsföreträde?
Exactly.
Som någon med kiss i kalsongen.
I'm the only person in this room does my technique.
Sen blir du typ stött av att vi tycker såhär, wow, vad sjukt. Ja, och för att liksom...
No, it's that y'all act like, oh my god, I can't believe that there's people that don't wipe their penis. Nobody does that shit, man. Nobody.
Jag tror att det hänger ihop med att vissa känns det som killar är på
dirty,
något sätt...
Dirty, vissa är clean.
Nej.
Oh, that was annoying too, man. In our DMs, all these women, oh my god, I've sucked a penis. Yeah. And they're probably peeing all in my mouth. Get the fuck out of here, man.
Wow.
Get the fuck out of here.
Pee shaming job.
No, I'm just saying... Like,
low job shaming.
I'm just saying there. It's like, come on, man. You...
Oh, nej, okay.
It was ridiculous, man. That's like saying if I kiss that woman who kissed the guy before her, oh my god, it's like I kissed a mott. You know what I'm saying?
Not exactly, man.
I'm just saying, like, it's ridiculous. It's a part of life, is that you having sex, and it's an organ that also has urine that comes out of it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, get the fuck out of here, man. Stop acting all weird. Everybody's acting all weird and shit.
Det finns en känsla av, vi upplever det som att det finns en grupp killar som är på något sätt så här allergiska mot att sitta ner och kissa. Och jag tror att det kommer lite därifrån liksom, att om man alltid väljer the urinal, eller man alltid liksom, där det också inte finns något papper, ja, då är det då kanske man inte, eller om man alltid blev uppfostrad med till exempel att stå upp och kissa som kille, jag vet inte, jag blev aldrig det. Det är klart att om det var panik, då var det så här, absolut, stå här och kissa, alltså,
eller om du är,
what? So you mean if you go to a public restroom, you don't think it's more convenient to pee at the urinal? Nej. You rather sit down?
Nej, men jag går hellre in på toaletten och står upp. För, vet du varför? För att det finns papper där inne.
It's a nigga lying, man.
Nej.
I'm done with you, man.
Det är det, och att du inte förstår att så här, toalettpapper är för everybody.
You know what, that is so inconsiderate. That is so inconsiderate of people who have to take a shit. That you're going in there and standing up and
tar, hur många sekunder tar det?
Too many.
De får hålla sig.
Men det är din loose booty.
Alla har inte loose booty som du gör.
Exakt, ja, ja.
Keep that shit in. It's more, I mean, that's what the urinal's for. It's for you to go in there, hurry up and handle your business. And
loose booty or drippy penis. Fan. Har du fått din, har du känner att du har fått förklara det här bättre? Så det är inte bara dina kalsonger utan det är också din tank top. I mean, have everybody know tank top. Pussy too. Again.
I had a little situation recently.
Okay.
Where I told you guys my how I feel about when the house is empty.
The family TV time.
The family computer time. And I was like, oh, you know, it always like dawns on me. I don't realize that it's going to be empty. It's like, I don't even think about it until it's like, it's silent. And I'm just like, shit, I get.
So now my body in belt buckle up.
Exactly. Then I go, and I remember that I had walked past, because we have this this closet. We have a wardrobe in our bedroom, and we keep our lotions and our colognes, and I keep my watches and all the stuff in there. And then on Sandra's side, she has her stuff, you know. And I walked past there, and I saw like a lotion that sounded like it's like a little.
Hey, Lanta, where this is going?
It's like a little. So I had made a mental note when I saw it, like, all right, next time, I got you next time. And it was like some coconut something. I don't know. It was a pretty bottle.
Pretty bottle. Beskriv flaskan. Eller beskriv liksom.
It has the beach on it. You know what I'm saying? And it was like a. It had like a summer breeze type of vibe to it. So and then I was like, oh, so it's you know scented or whatever. Okay, all right. So then the opportunity arose because the house was empty, and I was like. Oh shit! So immediately I was gonna go to my normal lubricant, and then I was like, "Oh, my fucking summer breeze!
Summer breeze is calling.
Summer breeze was calling." So I was like, "Go in there. I get the summer breeze. I make a mental note: don't forget and leave this shit out so nobody knows." Which is weird.
Du måste ställa tillbaka sen.
Yeah, I gotta remember how it was. I always do that, like how it was positioned.
Okay,
so ingen vet
att du har synd.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I wish I could get past, but I'm not there yet. So I go handle my business, right? Well, start handling my business. This shit starts burning, right?
Oh,
it starts burning, but I'm in the middle of handling
my
business.
Can't stop now.
I'm like, man, this is hot in the wrong type of way. You know what I'm saying? I guess the scented stuff was like teaming up and burning me up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Until the end where I had to like just change and wash my hands and then finish off with something else. Like I couldn't do it. So then later that night, it was time for sex with Sandra.
Oh, okay.
And
I
didn't even know that I didn't think about it. You know, I was surprised that it was gonna happen. It was like, oh shit, it's just like, oh let's get this in. And so then I started thinking, and I'm probably thinking too much, obviously I'm thinking too much. So I'm like, oh man, I rubbed one out today. This might take a while.
Du inte 17 år längre.
Right. Exactly. No, I don't mean take a while to get. No.
Vad menar du?
I meant the session might be a long.
Ah, du menar så. Okay. Yeah. I meant for this talking about absolute.
Yeah. So I was just like, oh man, this might. Oh well, you know, we're in for a fun night.
Mm-hmm.
And then we do what we do, you know. And then the next day, Sandra's talking about. She's like irritated.
Come on, son.
And I do. And then think about it, that is probably the fucking burning cream
The summer breeze.
She burnt her.
The summer breeze has reacted, mixed with the other lubricant. Like, all his chemistry has affected Sandra negatively, and I ain't never want to say nothing.
So du bara,
but I was just like, I don't know. Damn, man. You gotta get that shit figured out. Now.
So hon får reda på det här nu när hon lyssnar.
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
That was what?
It didn't it like, husband of the year. By falling asleep mid-shit. Burning her up with a summer breeze. Also,
the thing was, it went away. Like, the irritation went away or whatever. The sensation or whatever. It was gone. And it cost me the next night. Sex with Sandra didn't happen.
Nah.
Because, and I didn't say anything. She was just like, I'm a, no, we can't do nothing. I want to, but we can't because I'm a little irritated, a little thing. And I was just like, oh, all right.
Fucking ass.
I was like, I guess we just see what happens, man. And then there was no problem later, so it didn't linger.
No, okay.
I didn't really destroy.
So wash your dick.
That's what I'm saying. Like, maybe I should have. I mean, if I would have taken a shower between the actual sex and the masturbation, I don't know. But I don't. Do you wash yourself after you masturbate?
Om du har haft den om jag skulle ha haft the summer breeze lube som jag hade känt brände mig, ja, då hade jag washed.
You would have washed off.
100%. Alltså, men okej, jag förutsatte bara att du hade washed it off, men att det kanske du hade inte fått av allt. För om du tar på någonting på kuken och du känner hur det bränns, hur tvättar du inte av det? What? Dog, hur låter det vara kvar?
I was trying to buzz on that.
What?
I was trying to buzz a nut. I had to get my other stuff. And then I didn't have...
Men la du bara på the other stuff? Yes, ovanpå. Yeah.
The fuck?
Oh, man. Du kan inte tänka mycket, alltså.
And with that final insult, that's the end of this second edition of the Greatest Hits of the Power Meeting Podcast. Thank you so much for listening to us over the years. Stay tuned for what's coming. The future is bright for Amat and myself. And of course, it's bright for Peter as well in his endeavors. Thanks again. Take care. And for one last time, peace.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.